this afternoon, we want to, with a round of applause, receive Pastor Dr. Alexander Edwards.
Yeah, so some people are spying on me. Prayer for revival and financial breakthrough. I would like us all as APOSA members to remember there are certain scriptures that guide us as framework. In this case, we're building the group based on these scriptures. And one of these that was very, very important to me personally and the rest of the group is Joshua chapter 5, verse 9. Could somebody help us? I understand the projection is gone. I don't know whether they can help us. But I'm going to work with you, Quentin, because I don't pray that much like you. And I'm getting too old to be screaming. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. So the whole title of what I'm talking about is the word Gilgal, which is the beginning of the rolling away of reproach of Egypt from amongst us all. 35 years ago, a young man minding his own business, walking through the campus of UST that time, as a graphic designer, as a photographer on campus, trying to survive. It was my ambition to go through academic, and when I'm done, get a job, establish a business. I even started the business as Gospel Graphic Services on campus. Three different parts of the company, designing, printing, and photography. And I made a lot of money. I'm talking about making a lot of money. When Apostle Ofori was talking about the fact that we established a church in Kwadaso, it was a big deal. Experimental work. 1984. Here we are, a classroom with nothing, just small boys' chairs. We need lights, we need this, we need that, we need that. And the school students, we are supposed to finance that. That is why I realized that unless we have business mindset, we can't do far. I can't think madness. That time, you want to talk about ministry to elders and things, they looked at, you want to start a church? Who gave you the permission? Who even spoke to you that there's God that he wants you to do? After all, who are you? Are you a deacon? No. Then you can't start a church. And then by sheer tenacity, we decided that we would do it whether they like it or not. So we started a church at Kwadaso. They neglected us because you didn't go through the procedure. You should have talked to the district pastor, blah, blah, blah. Then they give you a chance to form a crusade. And then after the crusade, they get people, you start nurturing them, and then an elder will come. And it's like there's a way of establishing church. And we just bypass the whole thing. And that is where I realized that, hey, this guy, I'm going to be in trouble. Because the first district pastor who came around heard that we have started a church at Kwadaso. And with some kind of zeal and some kind of anointing that he came there to come and destroy or dismantle what we started, it was very frightening. He came, we were doing Bible study. And that those days, we don't have to do Bible study before church. And we were doing that. So what am I trying to say is that we've come very far in our thinking of what church is about. But I had this message from God, Joshua chapter 5. And he says, and it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites which were on the side of the Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites which were by the sea, heard the Lord, what the Lord had done and had dried up the waters of Jordan before the children of Israel, until we were all passed over, that their heart melted, neither was there a spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel. And And at that time, I didn't know how to interpret it. But what I got to understand from the tree version is that there was no spirit in them. In other words, they were afraid of what God has done with the children of Israel. And so, by sheer anointing from Dr. Aaron, and that they interpreted it to me, I was a very novice guy from Catholic. My background is not deep Bible. No. I read it literally, and I just interpret it the way I understand it. And when God said yes, I go. I don't even ask how to conceptualize the whole thing. So they told me that, you know, in the olden days, Apostolic Church was so much fire-oriented that people were afraid to come to our church if they have certain things. If you know you are not a Christian, you don't go to Apostolic Church. If you know you are sinful, you don't go to where the people are praying. And I could relate to it because I have known that beside my grandma's house was, that time I think it was Pentecost or Apostolic, we didn't know the difference until in Mumbai. So here we are, when they are praying, even in my house we could hear them. And it was some language that nobody understands. And my grandma, who is afraid of tongues, just said, Krofu we de onwa bodam. And fa wasem enko wonho. We are Catholics. And that is enough. So when this scripture came to me, and I realized that it's true, the Amorites, the Canaanites, all the Jebusites, the people who heard what God has done with the Apostolic Church, Ghana, there were no spirit in them. Could you relate to it now? At least for now, we know that things have not been like that. And then at a point, we started reading. And I remember in 1987, was it 87? Yes. We went to Cape Sunyane. That was the first time a Catholic person has heard something about using sharp knife to cut and sanctify children of Israel. Because Apostle Aaron gave exposition on how we are going to be sanctified. We term it as covenant life number. Papa, which one? No, his one was number two. I'm number three. He's number one. So covenant life number two told us that a time is coming where God will make sure that we are all sanctified, we are holy, and that anywhere we stand, the fire of the Lord, like previous, will happen. 1987. Sunyane. It was a central or something like that. You know, you can imagine the zeal of the Lord that consumed some of us that, wow, so a time will come, we will see revival. Charlie. So I look forward to this. Let me tell you a little bit about the history of Aposa. Are you ready? I became a Christian just as my mom died, and I knew that I'm going nowhere. It's like if I really want to become somebody, then I need to become a Christian. Otherwise, if my mom was alive, I am a very good sinner. I really love what I do because I know that I don't care about anything. But here is the case. A young man came to a secondary school where I was as a national service. This is what I'm going to leave for you to know, the essence of wherever God posts you to do national service, what you can do to bring the revival that we need. At the national service time, I was one of the smallest people in the school, so he took me as his son. Send you around. And you know, national service person cooks and you can eat some. That's a good one. So he became my mentor. And he goes to Apostolic Church. So while we were going to church, he would go to Apostolic Church and I will continue to Catholic. But this man introduced me to Christ. So when the time came that I wanted to get reformed, I remembered how he led me to Christ. Do you understand? How he led me with the small Bible that they call Gideon Bible. You read from Romans chapter 3, verse 23, all have sinned, falling short of glory. Then you shift to, Yes. Then you move on to John chapter 10, verse 10. John 10:10. And then after that, you go to 3:16. And then you know that now I'm becoming. Romans 5:8. And here is a guy who didn't even know that I want to be a Christian. But I went to him and I said, Baba, today, 1st of October, I have accepted Jesus Christ. He said, then Sunday we'll go to my church, not your church. And I became Apostolic Church. And today, I want to salute that man because his wife is here. Right. You see, so you never know how God will use the little that you sow, a little fire that you set to start somebody on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. We are going to pray for revival. We are going to pray for prosperity. But I want you to know that the prayer that you are going to pray, if you don't believe it will happen, forget it. Because the revival has already started. Except for the fact that some of you are adamant and you are not ready for it. And therefore, even though God is here, we can't feel his presence. He has not moved. We have moved. But well, according to our apostle leader, God has not changed. God has not relocated. His GPS is still there, except that we have probably gone far. But the reason why this is important as a prayer topic is that some of us, we treat revival as an occasion to have a little bit of sensation, an activity without productivity. How many of you have revivals in your churches? Labeled 3 days revival. And after that you finish and nobody got revived. Nobody, not even the same church that you prayed for, because it was fundraising methodology, trying to get some cash flow so that the apostle or the pastor, or we don't have prophets, and then the elders can have their appreciation. Whenever you're going to do pastor's appreciation, we do revival so that the people's hearts will be touched. Is that what you call revival? But if we are going to pray for revival, then we are going to pray that, Lord, shift us the right direction. Let the fire that you bring down, that people can start crying and say, now we don't have any spirit in us because of these people. Let them give us new names like the clapping people. Menana say, Apostolic for the Ensembo. But do you know that of late, the Ensembo is not even in our church? Have you realized? I feel it very well. People learned how to do the tambourine from us. But the Apostolic Church is lowering all those things aside. And I'm glad today we heard something that no matter what, our principles will still hold. The thing that we do that makes us unique, our identity should still hold. Otherwise, I don't know which church I'm now in. The revival should be something that will cause other people from who probably are watching to see what happens to the Apostolic Church to have no spirit in them. We should threaten other churches' life. They have threatened our lives for too long. Do you know that some people are sent as missionary to come to the Apostolic, learn our songs, learn our behavior, learn the way we do things, and then they go and start their church? If you like, go to Lighthouse right now and ask yourself, how many of you have been to the Apostolic Church before? And you'll be surprised what they came to borrow. No, they didn't borrow. They came to steal. So my prayer for revival is that, Lord, let others outside see the Apostolic Church and their spirits will not even vanish from them. That we didn't know that they were sleeping giants. On the day that we will see God raise up people who cry out and say that, get up and walk. That is the day I will say that I've seen Apostolic Church revived. Secondly, we're going to pray for the prosperity of this, our group, our church. Why? Because I'm still waiting. I don't know, Papa, I don't know whether you have got it. that Joshua chapter 5, verse 9. Once I've seen that happen, then I'll know that Aposa, we have arrived. Until then, we are still arising and building. You can be a builder and you build and you are still building. That better not move up with you no more. The worst thing about building a house or a temple or somewhere is that you put down the buildings and the structures and all the mortar work, and the nitty-gritty that makes the beauty of the house is so expensive. Konakobu's an electrician. When you are doing the fittings, when you are doing the plumbing, when you are doing how many different things do we do? Electricity, tiling. And those things that will make it beautiful, it makes all things beautiful. Those things that will make the church very attractive. No, this is where we need a little bit real cash flow. And that is where we are now. Believe me, from Joshua chapter 1, 5, verse 1, we've threatened people for a long time. Chapter 2, during Pastor Buame's time, cutting and new foreskin, a different day, sharp knife. Circumcision, those days, how many of you remember? Hey, the kind of teaching that they teach you as if you can't even walk. Some of us were declared that you are not holy. Look at the way you interact with people and you are jumping up and down. The way you even dance. No, there's no discipline. No, that's not the holiness we were looking at. We were looking at the heart. But now we have reached a point where we've made it to a point where the church, we've built the house, we've roofed it, we've done everything. We are now going to make decoration so that the reproach of Egypt shall be rolled away from amongst us all. You don't believe that there's reproach? Me, I believe. Because how come that anytime somebody asks me, where do you go to church? I say, at the Apostolic Church. They say, which one? Is it Christ Apostolic Church, New Apostolic Church, whatever Apostolic Church? I say, thank God for Apostle Abebrese and Apostle Ofori's time, where they made sure that our A is red. Cultural identity, you think it was a joke. God knows why he wanted us to put the A there. You go to every village at least, well, who crown apostolic A, now we think that this is my church. But we have now passed A. Hallelujah. No, it's got to be that when somebody comes to our church, like Kwachima, then you know that the Lord is here. Look at the beautiful thing they've got. How can you get a Ghana president to come to your church and Ghana president look around and say, this is beautiful? After all, he's in Jubilee. They've seen beautiful things. But it takes a vision. It takes somebody that God has created a spirit of saying that no more reproach. I understand a gentleman was saying, we have to have some small architectural drawing so that we all copy. Oh, Charlie. And your fault. Because you see, you go somewhere, and me and you, we hide. We don't go to the church that is there. In my town, my first Christmas in my mother's town was this time when I went there. There's no apostolic church. There's no apostolic church at Ejoso Asutwe. Yes, there's no apostolic church. The only thing that they have is Christ apostolic church. So when I decide I want to go to church, they say, Christ. I say, what? Otherwise, Pentecost. Otherwise, somewhere, assembly. Elsewhere, assembly. But next door, a church room has a sign, at least the signboard is there. And when I look at the arrow, it means they are meeting in the classroom. Think about it. When I look at the signboard and where the arrow is pointing, I know that these people are meeting in the classroom. And for some of us, it's not pride. But when you look at the circles that you work with, it will be difficult to go to the classroom and meet only 5 old ladies with 1 old-timer as presiding elder. And then you have few children who are getting ready to even quit. Now that we have senior SHS free, that they can go without you looking after them, our children may not stay in our churches because their eyes will be open. Ladies and gentlemen, our cry for prosperity today is because the reproach of Egypt have to be rolled away. That is the next shift that we're going to see. Thank God that we have people who are going to support the new administration. But believe me, and you and I cannot be apostolic presidents. No. No matter your anointing, you are not even an apostle yet. They will never vote for you. Granted, you are praying that they will make you pastor, district pastor, an apostle before they vote you to be. But at that time, you are almost 65. And this time, we are all genuine, authentic leaders, are we? You can't come and go and fake your date of birth. You will still be caught. So it means that a lot of you here, the only way you can factor yourself into the ministry is by being part of the Nehemiah project. Are you understanding me? Already you're terminally your ministry is almost at the injury time. And if we are going to play the soccer well, then the few years that we got, we have to really make sure that we are very relevant, we are contributing, and we are making sure that one day somebody will look at it and say, this head office is our head office. The reproach is rolled away. And the president was saying that they have never been able to hold GPCC conference at our place. I said, but I love this conference room. And you understand that? Media me to me, you know, it's good, it's better than K2. You need me. It's not that our Kwashimans. But still, we can't reach there because when people come, they will ridicule us. Do you know that when you know that your house is not in good report, you don't invite friends? You yourself, you don't invite yourself. You just... Any party that you want to establish, you do it outside your domain. Okohain baby, now they are a party. Haven't you done before? Your wedding, did you do the reception in your house? Because you don't trust yourself. Reproach is one of the enemy of prosperity. And today, if we are going to pray against that, then be serious. The second thing I learned in the scripture, with this one, I used to preach it very well. Papa will tell you. That was my covenant life number 3. That there was a young man who had all the strength, the wisdom, and the energy to save a city. But because he was poor, his words were not heard. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. It is very true. When you are poor, no matter your anointing, I heard from, was it Apostle who was talking about that? There was a minister in Ghana here who did a lot of work that it could have been internationalized. That this guy, the way, I can even tell Apostle Victor Buafo, the way his ministry is, the guy can really tell you what God is about to do. But he was confined to Charles Lee. But it's about time that we take the anointing, the gospel, the power, and the things that God is doing in the apostolic church away from our circles. Because believe me, wherever I go, even when I mention and preach, some of it, they wish you don't tell them that you are from apostolic church. They wish... how can you do all these things as apostolic church? Yesterday, because of some of these things, I left one of the churches that I went to visit because they invited me. I was there. This is my friend, his wedding and things. And when they were introducing, they were putting some kind of, they're trying to describe which apostolic church it was. I said, hey, I said, the apostolic church. I said, which one? I said, it's a simple English, the apostolic church. Don't put Christ, don't put reformation, don't put faith, don't put any adjective. The one and only, unless we attribute this unction on ourselves, that our own is the real apostolic church, people will give us the fake ones and we will unnecessarily buy into it. Some people are looking at our attendance in order to make it a little bit like their own. They change some part. And Apostle was saying that they are trying to take the ultra depravity, which I can't say number two as a number three. You see, it's not fair when you know that this is real, this is the big deal, and somebody is trying to paint it so that you yourself will go and buy it like a Chinese. You create something, the Chinese will replicate it and come and sell it to you cheaper. But here we are. We are going to pray. Lord, give us the real reviver, the fire one. You know, today we'll be talking about apostolic apostle history and things, so I don't need to even go there. But I remember reading a newspaper called The Herald of His Coming. The old timers are here, Herald of His Coming. Do you know that this Herald of His Coming was the origin of my own intent to make sure that we have apostle? Because when I read it, there was a person that said that, and Jonathan Edwards prayed, the Lord, give me the church. Give me the church. And by the time he finished 3 days fasting and prayer, he went to preach somewhere, and the people were crying that God, the earth is shaking, and revival has come, and the fire falling. I say, hey, Charlie, if you see what my brother will move, may you suffer. You know, sometimes we got to be, let these things just titillate you or boost you up to say that I want to see a real revival so that it doesn't become like fundraising prayer time. The real revival is where you see that when people come to the church, they ask, what must we do that we may be saved? That's what Apostle President was saying, that then we will count souls rather than money. But money follows the prosperity of God's people. I don't know how Abraham could have made it when you left everything at one place and you are going somewhere. Even with all your weaknesses, still God was blessing you to the point where you say that, I don't want anybody to say that it's through you or me that I became blessed. That sounds like a proud guy. But he knew what he was talking about, because his God can supply all his needs according to his riches in Christ's glory. Covenant life that we have with Christ means that even though he was rich, he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. Is it the same as substitution, elimination and substitution? I'm not a physician. Substitution. Where X is equal to Y and Y is equal to Z, and therefore Z is automatically equal to X. You start recycling. So if we can be rich just because he was rich, then why are we so afraid of becoming richer? I tell you why. In our psyche, in our worldview, the more prosperous you become, the more vulnerable you are to the enemies around you. I just say, oh, yeah, bogra proof. Hello? Your grandma may kill you because you are rich. There's a young man who is at a university. He goes to the village, the Volta region. He parks his car at Peki and take another trotro or something and redress himself to appear a little lower than angels. So that he doesn't get there. They don't kill him. And I was wondering why, but this guy is a Christian, all right. But he said, no, Pastor, that's what that man placed here. You don't bring your Christianity to know. He built a house after he borrowed 660-something Ghana cities, I remember. Built a house, nice, painted everything to surprise the mother. The mother went there and saw red cloth with 3 eggs and some fire thing, and they've pinned some kind of idol thing there in front of the house. Because of that, this woman will never go to the house. He will not. She will not. She doesn't even want to go near it. Because he said, as for this one, this juju thing, I don't want it. And I'm thinking, would there be any apostolic pastor somewhere who will go and pick that thing and burn it and let go so that the woman will be free? No. You and I are afraid. But let God arise. So that the revival that we need in this country will be more focused on the power of God. The omnipresence with what? Manifestations. He is there. I'm glad that he came for this program. Everything could have hindered me from coming. But I'm glad I came to hear this powerful man of God who always gives me something to think about. That this time round, our prayer should be the manifest presence of God. The revival that we need on 31st night from here is that God, show me your presence. Show me that me too, I'm a pastor. Or me too, I'm a man of God, some small. Let me also be able to pray for somebody. Because the revival that we need is out there, but it's not manifesting. I have seen, we were doing a program where we invited one elder from somewhere to come and do. And he was very much on fire. He was praying. He was doing everything that he can do so that the people are happy. It's like those kind of, those kind of things. So when he starts, everybody is like, hey, this thing. And I feel so uncomfortable. But because my presiding elders and all the people say we should invite him, I invited him and I really didn't enjoy it. But the people were happy. And I'm saying, isn't it amazing the way we are all titillated by the sentimentalities and the things that we call revival? Do you know that if you go to some churches to pray with them and you don't use the same methodology that they are used to, you won't get results. Even though God will be there and you are happy giving the seminars and the Bible speaking and telling quotations here, Greeks from Greek, I don't think you even fit in our churches. You are doing all this deep, deep thinking. No, just go and say, Mommy, I'm sorry, you be chat up on some Emma. But I thank God for this ministry. If all of us will go out there and cry for serious revival, God will answer. And by answering, you realize that it comes with the anointing to make money. I love money. I'm always trying to generate income from somewhere, making sure that back here and there, and things are working automatically. But some of you, please, ladies and gentlemen, that you are afraid to make money, it's all because you don't trust yourself. You don't trust yourself because the Bible says, I'm going to test you with a little. And if you are faithful with a little, I'll give you much. What you have now that you are surviving on is not your destiny. It's because you have not been trusted enough to give you more. But today our prayer is that God, trust me. Did you mention about trust, Papa? Authentic leadership is about trust. I can sense that God is saying, if my people humble themselves and come to me and realize that these are their weaknesses, I will lift them up and then I can trust them with the anointing to do things around. The last time they trusted you, when you prayed for a lady who had a headache and was gone, how did you take the glory? And then they gave you big title to minister something because you can't use the word pastor, so now minister somebody. And I'm looking at it that God is going to trust some of us with our finances. Hello? Hey, I'm a prophet here. God is going to trust some of you with money. Physical money. God is going to trust you with prosperity that you can use it for the glory of God. I don't know if you sense, like I sense in Apostle Aaron's speech, the Nehemiah project is not his project. Hello? He might be the leader of it, but it's not his project. Because we started talking about Nehemiah 30-something years ago. Except that we didn't have the power and the energy and the drive to say that there's something called Nehemiah Project. But you and I know that, therefore we, his servants, we will arise and build. We have the mind, don't we? Hello? Oh, it looks like I'm not an apostle, so.
Oh, no.
Are you there? Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20, say, from 18:20, say, the people have the mind. They have the zeal. They have the commitment. And they come to them and say, what must we do that we all work? Can anybody rise up and say, I don't have that much that you can give, I can give to you. You are asking for 1,000, you are asking for better. The little that I have, God, let me give it to you so that you can add, press down, shaking and overflowing. And I promise you, if you are going to be faithful, the one that you press will overflow. Is that right? And once it overflows, some of us will reach it. Then we can go full time. I don't have the faith to go full time like he has because he's a lawyer. I only draw. But the thing is, if God is to make somebody richer so that he can support this ministry, then there will be room in head office for you to have a poster office. Now you will preach from where? Nowhere. Or elsewhere. Can you imagine having a headquarters that every movement is accommodated? We have conference rooms for little conference and big conference, and then we can even meet a conference room like this where you don't need to go somewhere to rent. Can you imagine if we are? This thing happened in my, I don't know whether it was a dream or a vision, but I saw a city about 20 years ago where it was labeled Apostle City. And inside that there was a big conference where our cars were parked around. And when I heard this, I said, Lord, I have been stubborn because I'm afraid to talk. There are certain things if you ready. But I believe this Nehemiah project. 3 years. Man of God said, he was a little generous. He was a little careful. Not to say 5 years because we are about 4 years. You're here with many, so. But like Akufo-Addo said, I'm in hurry. Let us be in hurry to get the prosperity of God and use it for the evidence to show that we have a manifest God who will make other people look at it and say, how did they do this? Read the book of Nehemiah over and over and over, and it will surprise you that a people who came from slavery, a people who had nothing in them, a people who even they themselves, they didn't know that they could build the walls of Jerusalem. When one man came out and said, wherefore we servants will arise and build, 52 days. Was it 52 days or 52 years? 52 what? Please help me to calculate it, scientists. How many weeks were they? How many months? How many years? Oh, yeah, that's your job. 52. And according to the scriptures, each family would take a small portion and say, we are going to construct it. When you finish, put our name there. Let us be proud to say we are asking for the prosperity, the things of God, the riches of God, and we are going to establish our memorial. This English, I heard it from Pastor Fori Kragu. He said, God will give us a memorial, meritorious memorial. Undergraduate English. You undergraduate, that time, oh, come before, can see, I can see. But on a serious note, we realize that all these things that national has accepted, all these things that are coming in the secular, all these things that are going to be instituted and become part of the apostolate has been with Aposa for all these years. But as long as we were babies and we were behaving like children and we were handling things as if we are afraid, God could not make us to inherit the things of God. Therefore, we have come to a maturity. In fact, Psalm 92 where you say that, as thy days, but your camera may now know what I mean. As thy days, so shall be your strength. Now we have the strength. Hallelujah. We started with 15 people, 30 people. We didn't have the numbers, the numerical strength. Now we have 3,000 in our. Everybody can give at least 100 cedis. How much is that? So that we back these people, these men of God. Like Apostle is saying, the first time we have had the general, the executives sitting in front of me. I wish they are here to listen to me, then they will know my anointing. Hallelujah. But they don't even need to know my anointing. They don't even need to. All that I'm saying is that once there's a poster, they know that a young man started it. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me? I don't, these days I'm not struggling to be out there, because the more you are standing here, the more they can shoot you. Me, I'm manning my own corner. I'm manning my own business. Brother, when I finish, I'll give it to you so that you can pray more. But the point is, you can be behind other people. You can be behind the audacious Adabraka guy who pulled a whole Old Testament building down. You can be behind those who are been there and done that. And still, God will appreciate the work that you do, because behind every successful person is a friend. It's a critical friend. Somebody who will query him and say, "Hey, Master, you know, you need somebody to hold your hand." I don't know what happened to Moses when his hands were weak. Probably that time they have not written Psalm 92 that has thy days, so that have strength. So the guy was weak, but he had people who held his hands up. And as long as Moses' hands were up, we prevailed. Today, some people must dedicate themselves that as long as Dr. Aaron is in the chair and he's going to raise his hands and cry aloud in everywhere and demonstrate that apostle is we are running, we will support him. I don't know. If we get, how many people hold Moses' hands? You should know. Two pair. So if you get two holding here, and we are moving, by the time we realize that prosperity that will roll away the reproach of Egypt, apostolic pastors, but you are afraid that they will post you to Frafra. Some of you, if the name itself is Afram Prince threatened everybody here. I tell you, Afram Prince alone can cause you not to see the work of God. Afram Prince alone can make you feel like, as for the ministry, let it be for these guys. You know, Afram Prince has already threatened me that I don't want to come full time so that they'll post me. Afram Prince alone. But if we get a minister of God who's saying that a day is coming where he himself, the council, the head office, will be able to build those places and give them hope, plan for food and jobs, you will be surprised how many of you will come full time. It's not that you commit yourself full time, but at least you will be available for the service of God. You will be available to say, "As for me, let me be an overseer here. Let me be part of the ministry. Let me be counted as a pastor." You are afraid because even your wife, it's threatening your life that the moment you respond to God's life, you see. But let God arise. And we will not have enemies, because enemies are those who don't want you to reach your potential. Enemies are not the resistance. It's the moment you declare something good and they say, "Obeya mi ashe," that's an enemy. But can we build a head office somewhere in Accra? Yes. Can we do that? If I ask any of you, how many of you can give 10,000 Ghana cedis right now, you will be found wanting. Oh, I'm sure you are. Toilet is here. Oh, yes. Also, I don't know whether it happens in Adabraka. The moment you mention some money, some people, they start going out for you. So that by the time they come back, you are at the level where they can handle. I drew 100 and so, okay. But I'm trusting God that the prosperity of God that we are going to pray here will cause some of us to begin to see and watch and look far beyond the vicinity that we find ourselves, and then say that, yes, we can. We can do all things through Christ. I don't know how faithful you are with God's money. I don't know how faithful you are with the things of God. I don't know how far you treasure even the things that God will commit unto you. But if you are faithful with little, God will make it much. And we need everybody's prosperity here. Man or woman, full-time or part-time, semicolon or colon, whatever you are, without or with titles, please, just make yourself available that, "God, I want to prosper. I want to see revival. I want to see real deal. I want to see your manifestation. I want to see promotion. I want to see things that will bring results. And by the time you realize, whatever we are talking about in 3 years, it is possible even in 1 year. How many of you have been to Tema Children's Church? The Children's Church. We're not talking about Machu People's Church. We're not talking about, Kwashima District Assembly. We're talking about Children's Church. The whole concept is part of the Apostolic Church. We are going to roll away the reproach so that one day when you go to any area, you can find something like the Children's Church, which is even more beautiful than the real church. How can it happen? Is it James chapter 4 that they said that a time is coming where the riches of the world, the heathens, will be taken off from them to build the structures of God? I really thank God for even exposure on the understanding of what the tabernacle represents. I've read it, I've learned it and things like that, but this man of God, I don't know where he comes from. Can we clap for this young man? I don't know where he comes from. At a point when the enemy wanted to take him away to elsewhere, we insisted, no, stay. Stay and read the works of God. Make sure that we can understand the philosophy and the dynamics of a whole temple of God. The tabernacle where, unless we put it in a very nice order and according to the will of God, the cloud will not come. Unless we put in the monies and the resources and the things that we first, his presence will be far away. And I believe people are watching. Are the Nigerians here? Watch and pray. One day you have to come as a pilgrim to come and see the head office of Ghana. One day. That your this thing that is like this thing. It's a circular thing like a stadium. We will beat it in Jesus' name. These are super rich guys. So we need everybody to put their hands in the plow and make sure that we succeed. And for us to succeed, every one of us must be rich. And I want to end by saying something. There's a promise in the Bible that says, it is God who makes us rich and add no. It is not you. Let me say it again. It is God who maketh rich and add no sorrow. If you know you are going to be rich and it will give you nightmare, if you know you're going to have to take up some kind of responsibility and it will make you sleepless, please don't go there. Some of you cannot handle prosperity. As soon as you become rich, you will leave Apostolic Church. As soon as you become somebody, it's like, as soon as you become somebody, then you are nobody in the church. But I pray that God will make you rich and add no sorrow so that we can depend on you. Is anybody here that we can trust? Papa, you are the superintendent. You watch out. Is anybody who can trust? Yeah, they said they are all trustworthy. Rise up and let's pray. Hallelujah. The prayer topic is 2. Lord, give us the revival that we need. The manifest revival. The presence of God. And then 2, give us the resources. The money that we need. The prosperity that we need. So that we can arise and build. Aposa. We are going to arise. We are going to build. But we need jete. We need money. We need the resources. We need the prosperity. Shall we start praying? Hallelujah. Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you thanks. We give you thanks, oh God, in Jesus' name.